Dr. Matsudiso Moedi, Regional Director of the World Health Organization's Africa region, says Tuyoyo's development of a treatment for malaria has been a lifesaver.
As you know, malaria is one of the biggest killers of African people, particularly African children. And as we were discussing the Millennium Development Goals in the last week in New York at the UN General Assembly, it was acknowledged that African countries had made tremendous progress in reducing child death, especially in the last 10 years. And it's my belief that this discovery and access to this treatment made a huge contribution to reducing the deaths in the lives of African children and also African pregnant mothers.
Inspired by Chinese traditional medicine, pharmacologist Tuyoyo and her team discovered an anti-malarial agent in the plant Artemisia annua back in the 1960s. Her research eventually led to the isolation of artemisinin, or qinghao su in Chinese, which is now used widely as an anti-malaria drug. The fourth generation of the drug, which was developed by the Guangzhou University of Traditional Chinese Medicine, was in the small island nation of Comoros in 2007. In just 3 months, the drug lowered the rate of malaria infections by 98.7%. Professor Song Jianping with the Guangzhou University of Traditional Chinese Medicine says the drug has revolutionized malaria treatment.
We want to help Africa find a quick solution to eradicate malaria, and not just a cure for the disease. If you treat one patient without removing the source of the infection, the treatment is not effective. So we've made adjustments to the treatment, from individual treatment to mass prevention, from killing a sexual plasmodium parasite to killing both the asexual and the sexual parasites.
Comoros Vice President Fouad Mahaji says he knows firsthand how well the Chinese produced treatment can work.
3 members of my family had malaria. Every month, people get hospitalized for malaria, and it will cost at least 60 euros a month. Since 2007, our country started an anti-malarial program using artemisinin, and the prevalence rate has dropped significantly. The program cut hospitalization rates for every household member from 42% to zero. This is a great achievement in public health as well as social development.
Malaria is still a major public health problem. It's estimated some 430,000 people around the world die every year from the mosquito-borne virus. 90% of those deaths occur in Africa. However, Chinese researchers are hoping the development of drugs through Tuyoyo's research will eventually bring that number to zero. For CRI, I'm Lo Wen.